In the gospel today, we hear one of the passages that tends to be very frustrating for a lot of people, just as the Lord makes very clear it was frustrating even as he told the story. That is, he hired some people right at the very beginning of the day. And back then, a workday was 12 hours long, not 8 as we have it now. And so these people worked from 6 in the morning until 6 at night. They got one denarius for all that work. But then we hear that there were some other people that were hired at 9 in the morning, and then at noon, and then some others at 3 in the afternoon. Finally, the homeowner went back out at 5 in the afternoon and still found some others that were there. Now, it's kind of humorous even when he asked them, why have you been standing around idle? And they said, well, nobody's hired us. Like, this guy went out 4 different times during the day, and those people were not there. So all of a sudden, with 1 hour of work left, they show up, and the guy hires them and says, go out into the field. I'll pay you what's fair. And ultimately, when they come out to get their pay, those that got that worked only 1 hour got the exact same amount of pay as those who worked the entire day. And so, of course, the natural human tendency is to say it's unjust. It's unfair. Why should these people get the same amount of pay as the people who worked for 12 hours? It's not right. But as the Lord makes very clear, there was an agreement. The people who were going to work 12 hours were perfectly fine with making a denarius for their 12 hours of work. And so if the homeowner wants to be generous and give more to the people who worked only 1 hour, it's his money. He can do with it what he wants. But again, you note what goes on the inside, our natural human tendency to say it's not fair. Now what we have to be able to do is apply the principle that when we look at things from a spiritual perspective, they are generally exactly the opposite of what they would be on the natural level. So what does that mean? Well, on the natural level, this seems completely unfair. But what we're talking about is heaven. We're talking about eternal life. And when we look at it from that perspective, and we say, all right, if somebody is striving to be a saint, you can look at somebody like Saint Therese from the time she was 3 years old. Imagine that. Somebody wants to be a saint from the time they're 3. Praise God. But then there are people who have a deathbed conversion. Now, the one who was striving to be a saint from the time that they were 3, if they continue striving that way, they get to go to heaven. The one who has a deathbed conversion, they get to go to heaven. Now, on the natural level, we might say, well, that doesn't sound very fair. Why not? Because what we have to be able to look at is that if we truly are striving to live to be saints, which is exactly what God is calling us to, that means that we're called to charity. It means we're called to love God and love neighbor. And so what you can be guaranteed is if that person who from the time that they were 3 years old, let's say that unlike Saint Therese who died when she was 24 because she was already perfected, well, what if this person lived till they were 90? What I can guarantee you is if that person was truly striving for holiness, they would be rejoicing abundantly in the conversion of the person on their deathbed. They're not going to look at it and say, what a ripoff. It's not fair. How come they got the same thing that I got? No, that's what they want for everybody else, because it's a matter of charity. That's what we have to be looking at. Now then, we have to be careful, because in our humanness, then we might get stupid and say, well, if that's the case, then I should just eat, drink, and be merry because I'll just have a deathbed conversion. Well, if that's the attitude you have, it's probably not going to happen. Because if we're just saying, oh, I'll put it off and put it off and put it off, what's going to happen is if you keep saying no to God throughout your life, you're going to say no to him at the last moment of your life. If God is giving you the grace now to say yes, then we need to say yes. And we need to say yes with our whole heart and soul and strength. That said, now let's go back to that story and ask if it's all the same. Because if you start striving for holiness, let's say you start today, okay? You just had a conversion this last week somewhere, and now you've decided you're really going to start trying to grow in holiness. And let's say for the next 30 years, you're working at this. You're growing in merit. You're growing in grace. You're growing in virtue. And so 30 years from now, that means that if you keep working at that, you're going to have a higher place in heaven. Heaven is your reward. But a higher place in heaven, what that means is that you will be able to see God more perfectly. In other words, if you died today, the level of love that you have, that's what you're going to have for eternity. If you're growing in love for the next 30 years, then that means you're going to love God that much more than what you're loving Him today. And if you're loving God that much more, you're loving everybody else in heaven that much more. And so it means that you have a greater ability to know and a greater ability to love. So you will rejoice that the person on their deathbed had a conversion, but at that point, their love is fixed. Once we die, we can't grow in love. And so that's where the difference is. Each will be able to get to heaven. Each will be able to love God and be loved by God to the fullness of their ability. But now we have the advantage in the sense that we can grow in that ability. We can keep expanding that ability. And that's where the difference is. But the more that we expand that ability, the more that we're going to have a love for souls. And so we're not going to see it as an unfortunate thing or an unjust thing that that person gets to go to heaven just like me. No, just the opposite. We're going to see it totally as God's mercy and His love. His mercy is extended to us so that we can get to heaven. Now His mercy is extended to these other people so they can get to heaven. He loves us and He loves them. And we want them to know the love of God just as we do. That's what it's all about. It's not an unjust situation because it's about charity. And God wants each person to love to the fullness of their ability. That's precisely the point St. Paul is talking about. Now you can tell that St. Paul wrote his letter to the Corinthians 2,000 years ago rather than 2 years ago because he said only one person gets the prize. Imagine that. Not everybody who showed up for the race got a prize. Only one. The person who won. Imagine that. Anyway, point being, as he points out, everyone who's going to be racing has to deny themselves of things. Everyone who's going to be in the race has been practicing, has been working at it, has been running hard, doing whatever it is that they need to do. Deny themselves certain things so that they don't put on a bunch of weight. Go out running, so that means they can't be out hanging with their buddies or whatever. And so there's a lot of things that they have to deny themselves of in order to be in that race. And even though all of them have practiced that self-denial, all of them have been working hard, ultimately only one got the prize. That's why St. Paul says, run so as to win. Now, thankfully, when we're talking to heaven, there are going to be a lot of people who will be able to win that prize. But the words of our Lord at the end of the gospel are pretty scary. Many are called, but few are chosen. So we can't sit back and say, oh, no problem, I'm going to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven, right? Or all you have to do is believe in Jesus, you're going straight to heaven. No. That's not what it says. So we need to be working to get to heaven. Remember, we're going to be held responsible for what it is that we know. If we know today that what we want to be doing, what we should be doing, is striving for growth in holiness, trying to love God and neighbor more, and we choose not to, that's going to work against us. If some pagan who has no clue who Jesus is and on their deathbed has a conversion experience, they're in and we're not, because we knew better and we chose against it. That's why St. Paul says, run so as to win. We can't just sit back and think, oh, I've got it. It's no problem. We need to keep pushing forward, because the goal, again, is to love more. Why would we want to love as little as we can? It makes no sense to me. As I keep pointing out, especially for those of you who are married, would you have married your spouse if that person looked at you and said, I vow to love you as little as I possibly can for the rest of my life? How little can I get away with? No, that's not what you made a vow to do. You made a vow to love this person. And that means love perfectly every day. Love more every day. Because love either increases or it decreases. And so if you're not loving your spouse more, then you're loving your spouse less. The same is true with God. If we're not loving Him more, then we're loving Him less. Look at what's going on. If you use the same analogy as what St. Paul did, look at what's happened with racing. Not car racing, but just people running. It used to be that if somebody could run a 5-minute mile, that was amazing. But there was no way anybody could ever run a 4-minute mile. Now, 4-minute miles become the norm. I couldn't do that, but these athletes sure can. And they have to keep pushing, because now what used to be an extreme has now become normal. And so they have to keep pushing if they're going to be able to keep up. God wants you to be a saint. That means He wants you to love as much as you can possibly love. To keep pushing forward. Because if we're going to love, then what that does is each time that we love, we open up our heart to be able to receive more of God's love. And as we receive more, now we have the ability to love more, which means we have to use that ability in order to open the heart to be able to receive even more, so that we can love even more. It's the way it has to work. So we can't look at if we can get away with being mediocre, if we can get away with little or nothing, because if we do that, we're going backwards. The only way you grow is to use 100% of what you already have. And so God has put His love into your heart already. And now He wants you to use that love. And using that love means to spend it on God and on others. And if you can do that, it'll open your heart to be able to receive more. That's what saints do. And so going back then to the gospel, the more that we love, the more that we're going to want these people to convert, the more we're going to rejoice that at the last hour they converted. We're not going to be upset. We're not going to think it's unjust, because we have a love for their souls. And we're going to rejoice that they get to go to heaven rather than to be lost for eternity. We also, again, have to be very careful. Listen to what St. Paul said. That I pummel my own body, lest after preaching to others, I myself would be lost. So again, you look at somebody like St. Paul. He doesn't have this arrogant idea that I'm in. As long as I believe in Jesus, I'm in. There's nothing that can keep me from heaven because I believe. No, that's not what he said at all. He was concerned that he could lose his salvation. And if somebody as great as St. Paul is concerned that he could lose his salvation, then what do you think about ourselves? Oh, we're Americans, so we're in? I would suggest it kind of works the opposite way. Because we're Americans and life has been pretty easy for most of us, we need to work harder. Because we're Americans and we're totally selfish, love is not what comes naturally and easily to us. We have to work harder. So it's just like if you were looking at it saying, I want to get into the race. Right now, I could maybe do a 10-minute mile. Then I better start working hard if I want to be able to compete with those people who can do a 4-minute mile. Yeah, it's going to take me a while to be able to get there, but if I keep working at it, maybe I can do it. God wants you to be a saint. And maybe right now you're not quite there yet. But if you work at it, you can be. The grace is there. The opportunity is there. The call is there. Now the question has to do with our response. Are we willing to put in the work that's going to be necessary? Are we willing to do what we have to do to be able to keep up? On one hand, it should be as simple as could be, because we're created in the image and likeness of God who is love, so we're made to love and be loved. So this should be a cakewalk for us. But we know it's not. We're affected by sin, we're affected by the society in which we live, and so there's a lot working against us. But we have God on our side, so there's an infinite amount working for us. We have the Lord, we have the sacraments, we have everything that we need to be able to grow if we're willing to make the effort. That means setting aside the time to pray, making the effort every day to pray, growing in love for our Lord Jesus, so that as we do, we're going to be able to love whom he loves, which means all the people around us. And as we grow in love, we become more like him. And the more we become like him, the more we will rejoice that others are on that same path and that all can be joined together in the goal, in the reward of eternal life.